CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Making news across Alabama, a Birmingham police officer is in critical condition this morning after being shot while responding to a robbery call. The officer has been identified as John Finke. He was shot twice in the stomach and once under the arm, hitting vital organ areas. The two suspects in the shooting are in police custody. Reaction from around the world is pouring in this morning. Retired NBA superstar Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash that killed eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched a probe and sent a team to the crash site in Southern California. Montgomery's Eastdale Mall now has a new owner. Namdar Realty Group, one of the largest mall owners in the U.S., has purchased the property with plans to revitalize and grow the mall by adding more stores and food options. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings throughout the store. Like 10% off when you buy 12 or more cans of Great Stuff foam spray. Purchase 64 or more sheets of OSB and you'll also save 10%. And you can be sure that whatever size the job, we'll have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Discover why Audible is the best way to stay informed, inspired, and entertained. Right now, save $50 on your first year of Audible at audible.com. You get to choose any 12 audiobooks so you can listen to bestsellers and hear leading experts on topics like finance, fitness, relationships, and more. Listening is the new reading, and right now, your first year is just $99.50. That's a $50 savings. But hurry, it ends January 31st. Visit audible.com today.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week outright. Reminder, any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Let's see, Wayne won the...
Yeah, he won it.
That's weekend. We haven't heard from Wayne.
Right. Well, and then, what, Brandon, I believe, won it last week? Wayne won it the week before. I think Brandon won it last Friday.
That's a great prize, I tell you that. Great prize. Let's go to the phones, and which one's first, David?
David, yes.
David, welcome aboard the demo show.
Well, thank you, sir. Do we have to call witnesses?
You don't have to.
Well, then why are we doing it?
We're not.
Well, I mean, then what's all the talk about calling witnesses?
Because they're going to vote on whether they should call witnesses or not.
Okay, so, I mean, isn't there some kind of rule stating that since it's in the Senate... that they control the trial, right?
Yeah, they have to vote on it, and they have to have 51 votes.
Okay, so if they vote, do, and so how many senators do we have?
53.
Okay, so we can lose two and still have no witnesses, right?
Correct.
What are we
actually,
not,
you lose three.
Well, okay, so can we just, are we just going to continuously succumb to the whining and the complaining and the accusations of the Democrats, or are we going to take control of this thing and get it over?
Well, if you met Romney, you're probably going to listen to the whining.
Yes.
I don't know about Susan Collins yet.
Well, you know, let's just say there are no vote. We can still do it, right?
Yep. You can do it even if Murkowski is a no vote.
Okay. I mean, well, listen, do we just love chaos? Is that even with the Republicans, have we not got a spine in our backbone up there?
Joey nodded and said, yes, we love chaos, and no, they don't have a spine.
Yeah, it's the jellyfish caucus, David.
Well, you know, I mean, so then, correct me if I'm wrong, we could get this thing over with in a short period of time, but we're just not going to do it.
We don't know that yet, David.
Well, okay, let me ask you, sir.
Sure.
What do you believe?
What do I believe should happen, or what do I believe will happen?
What do you believe will happen?
I'm not sure yet, because I don't know where Collins and Lamar Alexander and some others are. I think Mitt Romney, just to be the AH he is going to vote for witnesses. I don't know about the others. And to your point, they may not, you know, they may want to get this thing done with. Here would be my argument. If the Bolton book is so big and all these things are in there, let's wait till the Bolton book comes out. Let's do this one. And if it's out, then let's restart this engine and let's go do it all again until we get it right.
Well, at this point, if we have been through this ever since Donald Trump, even before Donald Trump was ever elected, we will never get to the end of it. Because we'll always, I mean, if we've got the, if we are in unity, we could terminate this thing quickly. And I'm just, I don't know. You think the Democrats might slip somebody some more money to make another accusation? And then
There's no doubt about that. David, well, the accusations are going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming.
Okay, but if the Republicans come into unity and say we're not putting up with this anymore, then they could end this thing.
You're talking about two different things, though, David. You're talking about the, to me, the argument is let's vote on what we've got now. If there's going to be something else coming in and we're going to investigate that, that's fine. But let's vote on what we have now, and what we have now is we don't have a case, and it ought to be acquitted.
There's always going to be something coming out. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Didn't I just say that?
Yes.
Okay. Papa B, Papa B, Papa B, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you doing?
I'm just having a fun day out here.
Good.
I head back to the office. Yeah. Enjoying the circus.
the literal circus.
Yeah. I mean, I can empathize with David's frustrations, you know, but I think we just have to come to terms with the new reality here, too, and that is that the Democrats are, hey, they're about to really get a shellacking here in 2020.
Well, let's hope so, because that's the only thing that's going to stop this, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe they're panicking. I think they're in panic mode, and I think that that's one of the reasons that we're seeing their antics.
I agree with that. They're sitting there right on the edge, and they're trying to reel this thing back in. And
yeah.
This is what I think can happen here. They can vote to. They can vote on up or down on acquittal. They vote for acquittal. It's done. Lindsey Graham immediately starts doing the Biden, Hunter Biden whistleblower investigation. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Schiff is restarting his investigation. And again, it's going to be a race for the door plus the Durham report.
Yeah. Well, I think probably what's going to happen is they're going to be able to convince Collins and, you know, Pierre Delecto.
I forgot about that.
To allow a limited number of witnesses, you know, maybe one witness for each side or something like that, you know. And, you know, because think about it. You know, consider this. You're 70-something years old or 60-something years old or even 50-something years old, and you're a senator, and you're having to sit there bolted to your desk. Oh, my gosh. I just, you know, listening to Schiff and all of drone on and on, that's just torturous, Dan.
Yeah.
So
there's the reason to quit right there.
That's enough reason for me to vote. I don't care, you know, if you're Democrat or Republican, just get it over with, you know, type thing. So I'm, you know, if they do allow witnesses, I expect them to allow a limited number just to say they did it or some kind of bull junk like that, you know. Sorry to say a bad word, sorry. So, but anyway, and I think, like I said, this whole thing boils down to this, that the Democrats are losing power, and the deep state is losing their power, and that is what this fight is all about. And let me just throw this in there real quick.
Sure.
You know, in my opinion, my
humble opinion,
here, humble opinion, very humble, as you know. So, you know, the social justice left and the religious left in this country have become drunken with power and their own delusion over all of these years and decades. And that, you know, is part of what's under threat here. And so, you know, an example of that, I guess maybe two that comes to mind is things like, you know, Mayor Pete. All right, firmly in the religious left camp. All right, so when Mayor Pete starts talking about better hands and better values, turning the government over to, you know, these better people that are out there, and he starts doing a bunch of Bible quoting and sermonizing, Dan, what is your reaction to somebody like Mayor Pete doing a bunch of Bible quoting, sir?
Is a lot that I was talking to, I saw when I was dealing with some of the nationwide Episcopalians.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, when the bishop told me God is doing a new thing, and I told the bishop, well, isn't God the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, you have to adapt to the times.
Yeah, you know, and just thing real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. I don't need to say what I was about to say.
All right. Well, so here's another one real quick. Like, you know, Juan Williams was on the air the other day, and this was just about forgiving, you know, student debt. You know, that whole guy that came up to Elizabeth Warren, and, you know, was talking about how, well, crud, what about everybody else that had to pay for it? Are you going to pay them back, you know? And Juan Williams, you know, sort of identified it with the prodigal son and how we got to help the prodigal son out.
What?
You know, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He obviously didn't know that story very well.
Not very well. You know, well, I mean, in the Bible, the prodigal son took half of the father's wealth, went off and whored himself out, and then, you know, finally wound up in the blame pig pen and came crawling back,
yeah,
repentantly.
Exactly.
You know? But in Juan Williams' version of it, he had the father going into the whorehouse to, you know, not just, you know, find his son, but to give him the other half of the inheritance from the other son. And that really typifies to me the religious left in this country.
Yeah, let me tell you, they do not have a good understanding of the Bible. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you know, if you can't help somebody until they're ready for it, you know, and until they recognize the error of their ways. If you do, all you're doing is just enabling the error.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, you know, that whole religious left is delusional. They are driving themselves, they're throwing themselves off of the cliff, okay? And so that part, that whole thing is crashing down on the Democrats, and that whole structure is what I'm trying to say, between that whole power structure, between the religious left and the social justice left that has been working so well for them, is being obliterated, Dan. And so I think that's part and parcel of what's going on here. Anyway, maybe I go too far, but I think I've got it about right.
Well, I think what happens is, you know, the, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing type of thing. I think what happens is somebody can try to carry the mantle of Christendom, but either they know it or they don't. You can talk to somebody and find out really where their faith level is.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, as much as they want to ballyhoo about getting, you know, politics and religion out separate together, they get into it all the time with theirs. I mean to tell you.
Well, let me tell you what they did. What they did is they realized that they were getting killed in the Christian and vote. They were losing part of the Catholic vote, which in the Northeast had voted Democrat. They started losing them with abortion stuff and all sorts of things. And what they did is they decided to get in on the bandwagon so they could kind of mass themselves in the Christendom, you know, mantle. And they're trying to do that strictly for political reasons. Did you watch Mayor Pete, former Mayor Pete, on the town hall yesterday on Fox?
No, I just couldn't watch it.
It was hilarious when he was confronted talking about his religious faith and abortion. And he told me everything I needed to know, that he may go into a building called a church, but he does not know the biblical concept of church.
It's crap like that, you know. I mean, I just want to say to somebody like Mayor Pete, look, you know, so you know, talking about how great your homosexuality is, have you read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? I mean, have you read on into Ephesians and Galatians? Maybe you ought to peruse through some of those other scriptures.
Yeah, but what he's going to say is, my God is a loving God and loves all people.
Papa B, to your point, Babylon B, you know, that satirical paper, they hit the nail on the head. Here's the headline, reading right from it. Increasingly secular nation replaces outdated religious ideas with end times prophecies and moral judgments. Referring to, you know, climate change and the woke culture and all that stuff.
Yeah, let me tell you. They're doing, it's like Terry was talking about, and that I mentioned, they want you to worship at the altar of government.
That's
their replacement God. And you need to be a do-gooder. And if that's what Jesus wanted you to be a do-gooder. Let me tell you something. When you look at what God did, particularly in the Old Testament, of just putting out some whoop, you know what, on people, the Philistines didn't know what hit them. I mean, they were going there, and the Israeli army was invisible, and angels were there, and they slaughtered them. Rebecca drives a tent peg through his head.
Things like that, you know.
I saw a friend of mine sent me a thing saying, after Goliath's death, the Philistines banned multi-shot slingshots.
I saw that meme, in fact I shared it on Facebook, after I saw it, I thought that was funny.
Good. That was funny.
That was hilarious. Well, it's a protracted conversation, and I mean, I could talk a couple of hours about this, but I won't right now.
Well, listen, if we do it, let's just make sure we either have a Corona or a really good bottle of wine with us. Then we can just tear them up, buddy.
Well, let me just say this, in fact, and as I leave here, you know, the real terrible thing, I think, the worst thing about what has happened with the social justice left and the religious left is this. They took a really, what could be characterized as a good thing, which was, you know, love thy neighbor, you know, and the kind of moral imperative that they had in the 50s and 60s. And they prostituted themselves to two spiritual forces, a spirit of Babylon, or one world government, and a spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah. And in case nobody knows, both of those two spirits are still under judgment. And anybody that makes alliances with them comes under that same judgment. So I guess I'm taking my little soapbox and going home after that one, Dan.
Okay. Papa B,
right,
thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Got to go. Lee, Debbie, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday.
There's not a street that you can walk.
Yeah, I got to inoculate myself against the coronavirus tonight.
Who you talking to?
I tell you, Auburn basketball, they look pretty good. They're playing their game this weekend. Let's go to the phone, go to Lee. Is that right? Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Julie, how are y'all?
We're good, and you?
Oh, better than I deserve.
What's up?
Well, I've got a couple of questions. Like you said earlier in your discussion about, you know, they're never going to stop, the Democrats. But when does the roller coaster ride finally end?
When the Republicans win the majority in the House.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi, especially Schiff, none of them in any way they haven't committed, you know, political suicide with what they pulled.
They did if they lose the House.
I got you. I mean, like, in other words, Nancy Pelosi, when she goes back to California, will probably be reelected because it's California.
Right, she's from one of the most liberal areas of the state in one of the most liberal states.
Right. I mean, they even showed the other day, I think it was on Tucker Carlson, about Austin. You know, it's turned into the big liberal city, but now it's got a bunch of homeless. Did you see that, Dan?
I did.
And I'm just, you know, if people say they want to be woke, I mean, what are they staring at? I mean,
well, now Austin is the way it is for a lot of reasons, but Travis County is very liberal. And matter of fact, I talked to somebody from there this weekend who's talking about Austin. I have a client that's leaving there, and they said it's falling apart. I mean, all the things they get to change, they're going to sell their house, sell their business, walk away with a boatload of money. They're trying to decide, do they want to move to Chattanooga or do they want to move to Florida? Do they want to move to North Carolina? And because they can live there so much cheaper than they can in Austin, and so much safer. They said it's just outrageous. Their favorite restaurant, and I don't know if you remember the story, where the homeless guy walks in, has a knife, nobody knows he has a knife, and he starts stabbing people, kills two people.
Oh, yeah.
He was mentally deranged, kills two people.
Well, you know, you look at, I mean, I just don't understand how with all this has been going on, and I mean, I just don't see how Trump doesn't get reelected, to be honest with you. I mean, anybody with just a little drop of common sense is just, I mean, you would have put...
Lee, let me tell you one thing is that we're as much in the echo chamber as they are in the echo chamber. One of the reasons I do the show the way I do it is I want you guys to hear what other people are talking about. And don't think that what we're saying here or what people are saying in Alabama is typical of the rest of the nation. It's typical of a lot of the rest of the nation. But where you've got these power centers in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California in particular, they are saying something completely different than what we're saying.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, it's pretty obvious that they've divided the country, you know, and right now, if you look at it, there's really no way to mend it. I mean, either one side's going to win or the other, and I mean,
election is the way to mend it.
Well, I mean, I don't even think that'll help it. You'll just have a bunch of sour Democrats, and then you'll have a bunch of Republicans that want to get even.
Well, as Mike Deaver told me, nothing succeeds like success. And if they can win the House back, Trump is reelected, and you can keep things going economically, I think people are going to wake up, and I think we'll see that in the election results. I think they're going to wake up, and they're going to realize this is a pretty damn good gravy train here. The other thing, and I have this on pretty good authority, they're going to take the campaign and they're going to, if Trump wins, they're going to mail that over into a truth in media campaign.
Right.
And they're going to go after some people.
And do you think, I mean, just like, you know, they're investigating the investigators. And I mean, how long is this going to take? I mean,
that's a great question. When you're talking about something as big as that, it's going to take a while. So you need to be patient. Hopefully, the Durham thing won't be one big thing. It'll be a series of things. Sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I tell you, Dan, you just, I mean, if you would have put me in that Senate, I would have chewed my leg off to get out of there.
I like that. You were fake death, as my mother used to say.
Well, whatever would have got me out of there, because I'm telling you, I mean, what is it, milk and water is all they could have?
Milk and water and candy from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Lee, thanks for the time. I've got to go, my friend.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Enjoy my conversation with you. Debbie, hang on. Coming back to you right after this. Because you never know where the knife will go and they ain't missed yet. The strong survive. They stay alive. They always cool. But that they never teach you in school. Are you mad enough?
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump's legal team continues presenting opening arguments defending the president in his Senate impeachment trial. It comes amid new calls for witness testimony after weekend reports former National Security Advisor John Bolton writes in a new book that the president withheld military aid from Ukraine to pressure the government to investigate his rivals. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Mr. Bolton's book is further evidence that a large number of people were, quote, in the loop on this scheme.
President Trump denies Bolton's claims.
Nothing was ever said to John Bolton, but I have not seen a manuscript. I guess he's writing a book. I have not seen
it. A vote on whether to allow witnesses could come this week. At least 8 people are dead following a fire that destroyed nearly 36 boats along the Tennessee River in Alabama. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. We have a mostly cloudy day in progress. I think we'll see improvement as the day goes on, and a mild day and a dry day with a high temperature up to about 60 or thereabouts. For tonight, it's going to be chilly. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Some patchy fog by late tonight and first thing in the morning on Tuesday. But Tuesday will be a great day with a high in the low to mid 60s and a good bit of sunshine, too. Risk of more showers perhaps by late Tuesday night into Wednesday. But continued mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. You don't have to twist my arm. Just point me where you wanna Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am really good. And you today, my dear?
I am doing wonderful. I was watching Jay Sekulow on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very intrigued about one thing, and I wanted to ask you about it. He was saying that the reason why the White House was not cooperating and, you know, honoring the subpoenas and things like that was because Nancy did not start the entire hearing proceedings properly.
That's
meaning
correct.
That she was supposed to have a full House vote in order to begin the investigation. Now, if that's true, why aren't they doing, and I know the courts are different with impeachment versus what we go through, but why isn't it a mistrial? Why isn't it just thrown back out and say, you didn't start this whole thing in the proper fashion.
Right.
You've got to go by the rules.
Yeah, it's that's a good, great question. And they did vote on it by the entire body of the House, and it was a majority vote. What they didn't do is they didn't go in and have counsel for the president there, that the president bring in witnesses during that process like they did before. And so that's what was wrong with it. The reason they can't go to court is because of the separation of powers. The court is not going to tell Congress what to do, so it's their rules. And the remedy for that is elections and impeachment and suspensions and those type of things. Matter of fact, there's a big piece of discussion right now that the Republicans win that and Trump wins that the record gets expunged from the House. The whole concept of the article is going to be like it never existed.
Okay, I must have misunderstood him because I thought he said that the entire proceedings was supposed to have been voted on by the House before they started the investigation, but that wasn't what had happened, and that's why they weren't honoring. So
yeah, That part was correct. I was saying that I thought you said the House didn't vote on the articles. My bad. No, you're right. The entire House did not vote on starting it and the procedures that they would do it under. She just basically, with a wave of her wand or her broom, and she basically said, "Schiff, you got the ball."
It sounds to me like she's the one that's got the big head, thinking that she can do it all on her own just because she wants to.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know about. I just thought it was odd that they haven't just thrown it out altogether because of that, made them do it over.
Yeah, and again, the House rules, they can do with them and interpret them in all sorts of ways, and there's really nothing they can do about it. And that's why you have an election to ferret those things out.
I got you. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you helping me out.
Absolutely. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Bye.
Bye. Let's see the clips and see where we were and where we're going here. I think we finished that up, didn't we?
I believe so.
We did. Okay. So, guys, have y'all already eaten lunch? Would you like to lose some of it?
Oh, Lord. I know where you're going.
You think I should do Adam Schiff or Chuck Schumer?
Schiff is more grating. I just can't stand Adam Schiff.
Can you pull up the kind I sent you?
Press conference from today?
Yeah. It
yes.
It goes, starts at 27, ends like at 7 something.
Okay.
But we're going to have to stop and go during it. Now, here's the interesting part. What Chuck Schumer is going to say here, he is going to talk about things that he knows nothing about. He's going to talk about anybody that reads the Bolton transcript. He hadn't read the Bolton transcript. Nobody's read the Bolton transcript, with the exception of some people at the NSC. We don't know if these NSC people are lying or not. The whistleblower's lying. New York Times has gotten stories wrong one after another after another after another. Okay, we're going to have to stop this because I'm probably going to throw my body through the glass behind me. Listen in.
Now, over a month ago, we said that hearing from witnesses and reviewing documents is the bare minimum for a fair trial.
Since then,
you've done witnesses and documents
that said there was clear direction from the president to hold the military assistance. The GAO concluded that the president broke the law in doing so. And new information from Mr. Parnas revealed a plot to remove a U.S. ambassador.
No, it didn't.
According to the New York Times, Ambassador Bolton wrote in his book that he was ordered by the president to continue freezing assistance until Ukraine announced the political investigations the president was seeking, including the investigation into the Bidens. This is stunning. It goes right to the heart of the charges against the president.
That you know nothing about.
Ambassador Bolton essentially confirms the president committed the offenses charged in the first article of impeachment. It boils down to one thing.
He didn't confirm anything.
We have a witness with firsthand evidence of the president's actions for which he is on trial. He is ready and willing to testify. How can Senate Republicans not vote to call that witness and request his documents? Anyone who says the House case lacks eyewitnesses and then votes to prevent eyewitnesses from testifying is talking out of both sides of their mouth. Also, according to the report, several sections of Mr. Bolton's book further implicate Mr. Mulvaney. Previously, Mr. Mulvaney denied ever being on the phone when the president spoke to Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Bolton writes that Mr. Mulvaney was on the phone with Rudy and the president was discussing the removal.
You don't know what he wrote.
Ambassador Yovanovitch. Mr. Bolton's book is further evidence that a large number of people were, quote, in the loop on this scheme. As Ambassador Sondland said, and now they are all covering up. So it seems like not only is there more evidence that the president held the aide off to get a political gain, an investigation.
There's no evidence.
But there seems to be a giant cover-up among so many of the leading people in the White House who knew about it and said nothing about it, let alone tried to stop it. If there was ever even a shred of logic left to not hear witnesses and review the documents, Mr. Bolton's book just erased it. Ambassador Bolton's manuscript was sent to the White House over a month ago. The president ordered everyone with firsthand knowledge of his actions not to testify in the impeachment inquiry. We're all staring a White House cover-up in the face.
God.
It is so clear what's going on here. I don't need to spell it out for you.
We can go to.
Senate Republicans are not going to vote to call Mr. Bolton and Mr. Mulvaney and the other witnesses now. If they're not going to ask for notes and emails, they're going to be part of the cover-up, too. Because we have this out in the open.
No, you don't. Nobody's with this.
It's up to four Senate Republicans, just four Senate Republicans, to ensure that John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, Mr. Blair, and Mr. Duffy testify in the Senate trial. It's up to four Republicans to get the documents that surrounded their actions in those days. One final point. Of course, the president denied Ambassador Bolton's account in a series of late-night tweets. Already some Republicans are saying, oh, this is just a he said affair. Just a matter of conflicting accounts. I would remind everyone, between President Trump and Ambassador Bolton, only one of them is willing to testify in the Senate under oath. Only Mr. Bolton is willing to swear that he is telling the truth. Senator Cardin.
Man, that is so full of El Toro poo-poo. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, you're a sadist. I cannot listen to that.
Well, let me tell you something. I watched this thing in real time. It happened about 10 o'clock this morning. I'm sitting there, the stock market is crashing or going down, and I'm watching this, I'm going like, what is the world coming to? Chuck Schumer is so full of it, it's unbelievable. He's saying things as if they're fact, and he doesn't know crap about it. He's referring to an article in a newspaper.
I know about a book that nobody
has seen yet.
That we know of, and I will say Schumer did say one thing right. If what it says, what is being reported is what it says, it's one thing's right. It's a he said, she said. So, you know, I don't understand what, you know, it even went back to Comey because he took some notes. Well, how do we know when he wrote the notes? He could have written those a year after the event.
Yeah.
So,
and then he did the Parnas thing, and I played the tape for you for that. A plot to get rid of Yovanovitch. It wasn't a plot. He was told that she was talking about he was going to be impeached. He said get rid of her. He's got the power to do that.
Your competition, Rush Limbaugh, said something several weeks ago, and I think it was exactly right. This whole thing, the Democrats are just trying to aim at four weak Republican senators.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. If they can just get four of them, well, they probably got Mitt. Oh, my Lord, don't get me started on him. Don't know about Susan Collins. She came to her senses with Kavanaugh. I don't know about this time. So, and we probably know who number three is, the lady from Alaska.
Murkowski.
Who do you think the fourth one will be?
I don't think Murkowski will roll. I'm not even sure Susan Collins. I think Susan Collins, Mulvaney kind of came out and said, the stuff that's being reported in the New York Times is not true. That did not happen. Bill Barr's DOJ said that stuff did not happen. So let me tell you, the New York Times, if you're going to sit there and say we're going to continue this and do witnesses based on a newspaper story, I'm sorry, what?
Well,
if they were 100% accurate all the time, I'd have a different feeling, but they're not.
Well, and also, Cooper, somebody say like Senator Collins is kind of hip to this game, though, what's going on. She went through it with the Kavanaugh hearings, and I think her memory is very long, and she could see the same thing.
I hope it is, but anyway, I wish this thing would hurry up and get over it.
You mean you're not enjoying this?
Get going.
You're not enjoying this?
No, not a bit. I tell you what, I did enjoy Ken Starr this morning. Did you listen to him?
We can't. I was reading it, and...
He was excellent.
Was he? Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Low-key, but very good.
He didn't look... On volume down, he didn't look like he was compelling. But some of the things he said, I got it.
I think he was compelling. I don't know that he swayed any votes. But he made some excellent points. He wasn't like razzle dazzle or anything like that. But I thought he was very good. He made some very very good points about when you should impeach somebody and when you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you that this with the defense team is doing is they're going in and making the case of why the impeachment managers were wrong. But the other thing is, if you notice, their tone is added into that. They're giving them shelter to vote for acquittal. They're giving them a reason to do it that they were wrong, but they're giving them shelter. It's okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Romney's looking for an excuse to not vote for acquittal.
No, I think Romney wants to be...
My dog's attacking me.
don't let him attack you. See you, Cooper.
Hey, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, Romney's looking to get attention.
He is an attention getter like John McCain was. Wow, Joey, we only have one small segment left. What do you think? Should we keep going? No, let's go to a break.
Please.
Gonna be back right after this. I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I'll be late. I want to ease it. Easy money. Easy money.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So you guys think I'm into mental pain, huh?
Well, I'm now giggling because, we can read the closed captioning on Fox News as they're presenting these arguments, and at one point they said, according to Article 1, Section 1 and 2, and the closed captioning said, according to Article 1, Sex 1 and 2. I'm like, this is getting a lot better. Definitely watch tonight.
You must show your ID pages before you go on the Senate floor.
Right.
Let's close that out and see what what we're going to end with here. Come out strong, they say. Coming out strong. Okay, out of respect for you, I'm not going to do it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I will do Major Garrett. This is Stop and Go. This was interesting the way they did this. This is focus groups that were in Texas. Kind of a long series here, but listen to how, and let me tell you something. I would love to be able to do an audit on this thing. Did he evenly divide things up, or is this representative of the percentage of people they were talking to? He's in Texas talking about the election.
We're going to take you to Texas to hear what's on voters' minds there. Major Garrett traveled across the Lone Star State in search of good food and good conversation. Always nice when that happens. So, Major, this is what I'm hearing, that you visited Stafford, Midland, and Garland for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I like that. What did voters have to say to you?
Well, Gail, good morning.
Good morning.
In Texas, impeachment came up frequently. Sometimes we raised it. Sometimes voters brought it up spontaneously. Overall, most voters were fatigued by it all. But as you will see, those paying close attention defied party stereotypes. We started our journey in a diverse area outside of Houston.
Eggs, hash browns, and pancakes dance across the griddle at the Avalon Diner in Stafford, Texas. Scott Benoit is a dentist, his wife Janine, a speech therapist.
The economy is going really well. I think overall we're safe as a country. Everything's going pretty well.
The sign outside backs that up. The Avalon's owner told us she's lost workers to better jobs elsewhere. Scott did not vote for Mr. Trump in 2016, but will this year. Janine was with the president from the beginning.
I just have more conservative values. Mm. I tend to go more with that person.
Just across from Scott and Janine, we met Bernard and Sharon Maynor. Both work in healthcare.
I feel mystified when I'm listening to what Donald Trump has to say.
How frequently now or during the Trump presidency have you found yourself shaking your head?
Every day. My co-worker said that we needed a change. You know, they wanted to make America great again. You know, I'm wondering, those same people, do they think that he has made America great again?
Okay. Now, again, the first one was that wasn't for Trump, was for Trump, and last one's African-American lady. Let's continue on with this.
Then it was on to lunch in conservative Midland, a boom town in West Texas where oil and natural gas production runs around the clock. At Max Barbecue, a local favorite, the brisket is slow-cooked out back for 18 hours. Customers start arriving for lunch about 11. Kyle Davis, his brother Jake, and their business partner Tom Hall run a construction and drilling company. Kyle and Jake support President Trump and expect him to be reelected.
I don't like all the nonsense that comes with him, but yeah, his policy has been spot on.
I really don't want another Obama. I kind of feel like he divided our country.
We asked both about impeachment. Kyle's answer surprised us.
Wasn't an impeachable offense? Yeah, it sounds like it probably was.
Jake took the long view.
I'm sure at some point every president could have been impeached.
Tom calls himself a New England Republican and considers Mr. Trump a failure.
The economy has been propped up with record levels of deficit spending, and he picks fights that he doesn't know how to get out of.
We also met Allison Loera, Laura Ortegon, and Jennifer Reyes. Allison works in insurance. Laura and Jennifer are data specialists for drilling companies.
Some of the comments that he makes sometimes, especially being Hispanic, so the Hispanic community.
We feel targeted.
Do you feel lumped in or somehow demonized?
In a way, I guess. I mean,
comments like that shouldn't be made by somebody with that much power and authority.
You know, the guy was talking about this economy is propped up by spending. Unless people are going out, the government's going out and buying an awful lot of drills and nails and hammers, and he's just wrong. Look at Home Depot stock and look at what people are buying and how what the surge has been on that. This is a consumer-driven market that's out there. It is unbelievable. Joe, I guess we don't have enough time for either of the other two.
Oh, no.
Oh, but it's been a good show today. You going to watch all the stuff that was going on while we were doing the program?
I bought a pacifier and a bottle of wine.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of run home and go get some stuff and get ready. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bidell, the great. He's next. Adios.